Hi guys, Matt Luxton here from the Equestrian Athlete Plan. Today I'm just going to bring to you the training manual. I just wanted to have a chat with you really about the training manual, just so you can hear me talk about the programme and perhaps have the training manual in front of you. Right now would probably be a good thing, so maybe pause this if you haven't got it in front of you, just so that you can just read through as I'm describing it to you. Right, so if we just go straight from the off, as with any training programme, no matter you know where you're at in terms of your fitness, you'd always be well advised to seek you know medical advice before starting any programme. This is no different. At the end of the day, this programme is underpinned by healthy eating and exercise plan, you know, around sound scientific evidence and my personal experience, along with the education that I've taken myself through. If you are under any doubt at all, I would strongly advise you that you seek professional medical advice, and you know, in terms of the potential risks, you know, not restricted to sort of blood pressure and diabetes and or any of the metabolic conditions, muscular injuries or breathing problems that you may have, but sure, not exclusively those. So yeah, once you're 100% sure you're ready to start, it really, really is important that you don't go bolting off and flying into the 8-week program. You do need to take some measurements before you go. So this really, really is important in terms of understanding how your body's functioning throughout the program, and you'll be tracking your what I call the key body stats, which will help you to judge how effective your nutritional plan is and how it has been. And whether or not you need to adjust the calorie intake to make further improvements. I'm not really massively into calories, but you know, but if you're clearly eating too much volume, then there is an element of restriction needed, or perhaps you're not eating enough and you're just not quite getting it right come competition day, or you know, just in general, really, in terms of your life, whether or not you're competing or not. You know, whilst the sort of numbers are great, what we're really, 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 really looking at is the visual effects, you know, so with the posture, and ultimately it's the performance that you're looking for. So keeping a log of these will be really, really useful, and just make sure that you follow the guidance when it's given to you. At the end of the day, you are the best observer. You know your body best. This isn't a generic fat loss program. It's aimed at improving all elements of your performance with the ultimate goal for you to be riding fit. The focus, therefore, is on performance, so you need to be alert to how you feel and how you perform. There's a fair chance that you're going to be involved in a competition of some sorts during the time of the program, whether it be at amateur or amateur level or higher. You know, and to be honest with you, even if you're not involved in a competition, you still need to be aware of how you're performing day to day. You know, it is that performance that you can measure how well the program's going for you. If you're getting up in the saddle better, perhaps you're riding for longer, riding more times in a day or a week, not getting as stiff as you did before, you feel more in control, you feel like your technique's better come the end of the race ride, then then the progress is really obvious to you, and I think a lot of you will feel that throughout the program. So whilst we're going to put numbers to a few tests, like I say, it really is the performance variables that are so important. Now we're going to move on now to the checklist of things that you need to do. So you'll need to just print out these few pages, just to make sure you get all the measurements done before you start the program. Remember, we are assessing, not guessing, the effectiveness of your program. Okay, if you're not interested in the weight and the body fat side of things of the training, then you can miss these out, but please take some photos. I found them really useful with my clients previously. So you take the photos front, back and sides, perhaps get someone else to take them, wear shorts and a t-shirt, or shorts and topless if you're a guy, or wearing a sports bra if you're a lady. Front, back and side, okay? You're looking to get the whole body in there, so feet as well, because the posture of the feet is interesting. Then you're going to take thigh measurements, okay? 4 inches from the top of the kneecap, and then around the leg there, and then up again just below the on the crease of the buttock, okay? I want you to take hip measurements at the widest area of your bum, okay? Make sure the tape measure's level all the way around. Take waist measurements at belly button level. Okay, again, make sure it's level. Take chest measurements at nipple height, okay, all the way around again. Make sure that tape measure is level so it's not dropping down at the back, so you may need someone to give you a quick hand. Take shoulder circumference measurements right around the upper part of the shoulder, okay, at the widest point. And take arm measurements at the widest point of your upper arm, so the bicep and triceps, okay, What I want you to do is your shoulder and elbow at the same height, so bring the elbow up, and bend the elbow to 90 degrees, but don't tense the arm, so your arm is out to the side, and then you'll measure around the middle part there. And what I want you to do, because you're going to be doing this hopefully on a Sunday, I want you to take your weight on the Monday morning before breakfast, okay? Now, I really want you really must perform the postural assessment and make a record of all the results, okay? So the postural assessment, firstly, you're going to start with a wall standing test. So here I want you to stand against the wall with your heels against the bottom of the wall and place one hand directly in the natural curve of your lumbar spine, okay, in the lower back, with the palm facing the wall. Now you need to decide which of these statements I'm going to make in a second describes how your hand feels in the curve of the lower back. Okay, so number one, does the widest part of your hand fit into the gap with the palm touching lightly touching the wall and lower back? Okay, or does the hand feel squashed against the wall and the lower back? Okay, that would indicate a slightly posterior tilt. Okay, unusual in riders. Okay, very unusual. Or does the hand feel like it has daylight between itself and the wall? Now, we commonly see this with what we call an increased lordosis of the lower back. Okay, now this is in equestrians mainly due to the fact that we sit, okay, in the saddle, and subsequently the hip flexors are getting tight, the muscles on the front of the hip, and the glutes then become inactive. Okay, so once you, even if you're doing your leg exercises, then because you haven't perhaps activated the right muscles and stretched off the ones that are already tight, then you're always going to work the quads a little bit more. I'll go into that in a little bit more detail another time, but basically you just need to establish which one of those three. Okay, so does the widest hand part of your hand fit in the gap with the palm lightly touching both the wall or the lower back, okay, which is optimal, or does it feel squashed against the wall and the lower back, or does the hand feel like it's got daylight between itself and the wall? Okay, next up, I want you to, I'll make a note of that, in front of the mirror, okay, you're going to perform what we do, we call it a plumb line test at the studio. Okay, so you're going to go stand with your feet square, okay, and looking straight ahead. What I want you to look at first is in the mirror is the arches of your feet. So I want you to see if the arches of the feet have fallen in, okay, or whether you actually roll out to the outside of the foot. So imagine that you're trying to get one of your thumbs, so turn it on its side if you like, and you're trying to get your thumb underneath the arch of your foot, okay? If you've got somebody there with you, get them to help you, okay, after you know, to do that. Don't worry, if it is collapsed and you do find you can't get the thumb underneath there, we're going to be working on the glutes a lot, and we're also going to be stretching out your calves, so this doesn't affect the hips anymore than it already is. Okay, next up, we're going to be looking at the hips, okay? So what I want you to do now is to pop your index finger on the front of the pelvis, okay? What we call the anterior superior iliac spine, ASIS, which is the bony process right at the top, it's the front bit, okay? I want you to decide whether or not the front and back are level, and indeed looking at the two front bits and whether or not they're level. Sometimes they're one of them that's dropped, okay? If they are level, then that's fantastic. Again, don't panic if not. I see this all the time at the studio with my equestrian athletes when they come in for their first assessment. It is easily addressed through the specific mobility and stability exercises I have in the plan for you. The main issue with having an imbalanced pelvis is that the equestrian athlete will tend to have an uneven weight distribution in their seat and tend to put more pressure through one stirrup, which will cause the horse to favour one side. At the end of the day, we're looking to look after the horse, look after you, so we're anything that we can do to make you as an athlete, equestrian athlete, more balanced, then it's only going to help the horse. Okay, so the third one you're going to do is what we call thumb and one. I want you to take a look at your hands as you look directly at the mirror. What can you see? Commonly, we'll see the shoulders roll in, so you'll end up actually being able to see the thumb, the first finger, and the second, and the knuckles of the second or third finger. Okay, so can you see one thumb and the index finger first? Okay, or can you see more? Can you see the thumb, the first finger, and the second finger, or even the back of the hand? Okay, if you can see the back of the hand in the mirror, you know that you really need to work on stretching out the shoulders. Okay, like I say, don't worry, just make a note for now. Okay, perhaps, you know, by taking the pictures, it will really illustrate this for you. If you can see that there is more, then there is internal rotation of the shoulders. And this will affect your posture on the horse, but we're going to be working on that. That's why you're on the program, to improve your posture, to improve your riding performance, particularly when you get tired. It's going to give you that rounded posture that you may have seen some people with before. The program has plenty of exercises in there that will alleviate these issues, and it is my aim to stabilise the shoulder blades into a position that will give you good posture on and off the horse anyway. Okay, so we're going to go shoulders now. So nice and simple, this one. Is one shoulder higher than the other? If not, then that's fantastic. Let's keep it that way. Once again, don't panic. If not, we just need to make sure that we stretch out the neck and shoulder muscles, which take a lot of the force when we ride. I have provided you with a video of all the post-workout stretches you need to do, so just make sure that you're concentrating on stretching out the shoulders. Okay, so next up we're going to go into what we call the kneeling four-point position, glute activation test. Okay, so you're going to be kneeling, knees underneath the hips, hands underneath the shoulders, and this test is going to be really essentially assessing the performance and function of your glutes. These muscles are crucial to the equine athlete's performance in the saddle, particularly as they're so important to support the lower back. So in this test, what I want you to do is take one leg out straight behind you without moving the hips at all. The test really is to see if you can hold it for 30 seconds with the leg without the leg dropping at all. Okay, if you can, that's great, you passed. If not, then it's simply a fail at this stage, okay, in terms of the test. It's just a test, all right? So it's simply you either passed the test or you didn't, okay? What you need to do is just test the other leg exactly the same as that, okay? So it's going to take you 1 minute to do that test. Okay, so next up you'll see that there is what we call a week four and week eight leg endurance test, okay? I really don't want you to complete this in week one, okay? But when you get to week four and week eight, okay, for this test, I would like you to perform 10 lunges and 10 squats back to back for 2 minutes, then record the number of reps you complete in that total amount of time. So for example, if I complete 10 lunges, then 10 squats, and I'm back on 10 lunges, then I'll do 8 squats, and I'll write that down, okay? The time's run out, and then that's the end of the test, okay? So that's what you'll be doing there. All right, okay. Once you've finished all of that, it'd be really, really good if you could send me over all the information that you've created. Don't worry, if you don't want to send me the pictures, that's absolutely fine. Keep them somewhere safe. But, if you've got the information, just feed back to me. Let me know how it is, because it's really important that I can understand how you're getting on along the program, okay? So you've got my email address on the sheet, info@ffreddyafrapple-fitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. But like I say, you don't have to send the pictures if you don't want, but I would like you to keep a record of all your stats, okay? Particularly those pictures, really, really important. Okay, really, I wish you all the best with it, okay? So you're just about to start now. You've finished. Hopefully you're going to go away now and do the tests themselves, okay? And then you need to make sure you're reading on through so you know exactly what you've got to do in phase one and phase two of the program, okay? And then I want you to make sure you're watching the videos and familiarizing yourself with the format of the program. Okay, have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.